Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. Shalom, this is Alan Gilman with the 28th anniversary edition of Torah Bites for the week of November the 1st, 2025, the 10th of Heshvan, 5786. This week's message is entitled, Don't Mess with Israel, and I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. It's tough not to get sentimental when coming back around to this parsha, weekly Torah portion. It was 28 years ago this week on the Jewish calendar that I attempted something radical, a weekly online messianic Torah commentary. The internet was still catching on, and I didn't know if my writing would catch on as well. But here we are, 28 years later, and for now, Torah Bites is still being produced, not only in text format, but in audio as well, and more recently, we've got a YouTube version. Be sure to check out the website for all past messages. There are so many layers to the call of Avram, in English we say Abram, whose name was later changed to Avraham, or in English, Abraham. This passage could be taken as the real start of the Bible's overall story, following the essential but introductory subject matter of the 11 previous chapters. It's there that we learn of God's good creation that he cursed due to our first parents' disobedience. While he hints at an eventual resolution to evil and its influence early on, the outworking of that plan doesn't get going until God tells Avram to get going, as he entrusts him with a mission designed to bless the entire world. It's difficult for us to fully appreciate the great risk Avram willingly took on, and yet he did so, but not without God's assurance that he would watch his back, based on these words from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. While in its immediate context, God is promising special protection to Avram specifically, this should be understood as an integral part of the overall unconditional covenantal package given to the people of Israel. This is based on the covenants being passed on to his son Isaac in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, and later to his grandson Jacob in Bereshit, Genesis 27, verses 27 through 29, as well as chapter 28, verses 13 through 15. Now, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, from whom the nation is derived. Now, I would like to share a most important promise dynamic that I have missed for most of my life. Many English translations fail to reflect the original wording by falsely creating an exact parallel of the blessing and cursing phrases. For example, the New International Version, NIV, reads, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, which is the way I've tended to remember it. I remembered it that way because in my first 30 years as a Yeshua follower, my go-to Bibles were first the New American Standard Version, which is very similar to the NIV in this regard, and then the NIV, which I just read to you. Even though I've been using the English Standard Version, ESV, for about 20 years, I didn't notice that it was different. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. The Hebrew uses barach, meaning to bless, twice, but is then followed by kalal, meaning to belittle, and arar, meaning to curse, a difference reflected in only a few translations. For the record, the two other occurrences of this blessing-cursing type statement, as found in Bereshit, Genesis 27, verse 29, and Bimidbar Numbers, chapter 24, verse 9, do use arar to curse twice. But that should not give translators the green light not to reflect the word differently in God's promise to Avram. God was not simply promising Avram that he would only confront those who formerly curse him or his promised descendants. God made it clear to him that the world would not get away with mistreating him or his people in any way, even if it were simply looking down on them. Israel was called to be God's chosen nation through whom he would bless the world. Whether the individuals were aware of this or not, we, since I myself am Jewish, have been set aside as holy vessels for his purposes. If anyone messes with what belongs to God, he will mess with them. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bytes website at www.torahbytes.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbytes.org. And you can follow us on X at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.